Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. $245 billion of Russian assets. And it's burning a hole in the pockets of the European Union as they meet and debate what is to be done. $225 billion of those dollars are in Belgium in an organization called Euroclear. Euroclear says, you want this money? You've got to give us an ironclad guarantee that we won't be on the hook for it when Russia comes looking for its frozen assets. Michael Berenstam of the Hoover Institution is here to help me understand an article in London, the Financial Times. It tells me there's no agreement of anything except for the fact, look at all that money. How can we get at it? Michael, a very good evening to you. What is an ironclad guarantee and who has one to give to Belgium? Good evening.
Good evening to you. There is no such thing as ironclad guarantee. We are talking very large numbers because when the war started in February 2022, the United States and the European Union and Japan and Canada and other countries, 43 countries altogether, froze the Russian assets and their jurisdictions. Very important thing, jurisdiction. Each country did it, and each union, like European Union, did it where they are. And so it was at least $350 billion, which are foreign exchange reserves of the Russian Central Bank, which were in government bonds, commercial banks, deposits, brokerages, in all sorts of financial instruments. And since everything is on the computer, it's digital, it's very easy to freeze and set aside. So whatever was frozen in the European Union was consolidated in Belgium in an organization which is called Euroclear, which is a central securities depository. These securities, government bonds of European countries, they matured and turned into cash. So Euroclear opened its own bank on the side, part of Euroclear, and put the cash there and deposits. And it is there, $225 billion. And another about $20 billion are in France. Mostly it is BNP Paribas, which is a huge multinational bank headquartered in France. And so French government and Belgian governments are very much concerned that if the European Union borrows this money or takes over this money, it will not return it. And then these governments will have to bail out these banks and this Euroclear, which is a central securities depository. That's what it is. So they want some guarantees from the European Union. The European Union has a very small budget because it's not a government, and they have remittances from their governments. It cannot provide such a guarantee. So Euroclear refuses to give this money away, and Euroclear even said that it will sue. The European Union went to the European Central Bank, which is a bank of the Eurozone, asked for some kind of backstop that they would guarantee it. And on November the 30th, the European Central Bank turned them down because it said it's against their mandate. The European Central Bank cannot do it. It's foreign affairs. The problem with this loan is very simple. They don't tell the truth about this loan. What is this loan? It is a conditional loan. It's not an unconditional loan. It is not a loan that you and I will go to the bank, put up some collateral or something, and ask for a loan. They're saying, yes, we will borrow this money, but we will return it only if Ukraine pays us back. And Ukraine will pay us back only if Russia pays reparations to Ukraine. So effectively, it depends on Russia's goodwill. The European Union wants to borrow Russian money on Russia's goodwill, putting in the risk of default a major financial organization in Belgium.
There's an additional problem. Hungary, the EU's most pro-Russian state, writes the FT, opposes any further aid to Kyiv and has routinely threatened to veto the sanctions rollover. So even if there is a solution similar to what you just identified, if Russia pays, then Ukraine pays, then everybody gets taken care of, Hungary doesn't even want to get them to that point. So again, it's burning a hole in their pocket. They're trying to find workarounds. From what I understand, Michael, everything is not working. Nothing is working for them. Is that correct, or have they got a way through this?
Well, the problem is for the European governments that they have very expensive welfare states, they have immigration, and at the same time, they made a commitment, most of them, to NATO and to the United States. They will increase their military expenditures to 5% of GDP for their own defense. Combining all these goals and providing financing to Ukraine is very hard. So that's why they want to borrow Russian money. Hungary is a separate story because it so happens that unlike the United States, which froze the Russian assets permanently, the European Union has to renew the freeze every 6 months. And every 6 months, Hungary says it will vote no. Every 6 months, Hungary votes less. Every 6 months, Hungary votes yes, but after it receives some payoff or some subsidy or something from the European Union. So Hungary is bargaining.
I see. So the Russian money remains in various places, France, Belgium, and none of the EU will come forward and say, here's $20 billion to back up the loan. Isn't that possible? Couldn't they each contribute $20 billion?
That's what they're supposed to do. That's what you put your money where your mouth is. They want to finance Ukraine. They want to help your Ukraine. Fine. They should borrow, and they should borrow on their own account. And they don't want to do it. And Japan said no. The United Kingdom is an exception. The United Kingdom said, well, we will provide something like $10 billion from our own, but we will borrow it. But otherwise, the United States wants to get $100 billion for reconstruction fund, which the United States doesn't even have, only $55 billion of Russian assets. So the United States puts a claim on some European holdings like Euroclear.
Therefore, what we see now is the Eurozone will support Ukraine to the last Russian dollar. That's it. That's all they'll use. They don't want to use their own money.
They don't want to do an honest-to-God borrowing from financial markets.
And Russia wants its money back.
And Russia wants its money back as a condition for peace. And so generally, all they have to do is to create a consortium of these custodians and in good faith to borrow on the promise from the budget of each individual European state. They can do it. They don't want to do it because they have fiscal constraints. They don't want to risk their own money.
And Ukraine has no claim on that money unless somebody gives it to them, right?
Ukraine cannot use that money at all. It has no claim. And the problem is that in April 2026, Ukraine will have a budget shortfall of $135 billion because all previous allocations expire. They will be expensed.
Is it useful to say that that money is the leverage that you can use on the Kremlin? Is that a good thing for it?
Well, that's what the Trump administration actually is trying to do. Of course, it is a leverage. But this money can be safely used as a lending resource only if the borrowers take full responsibility and liability for the loan.
It's nice to know we live in a world, Michael, where there is a number that makes people crazy. And right now, the number is the Russian assets, whatever it is on any given day. Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, my guide on Russian sanctions and the money. The money. It's always about the money.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.